calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Hello, this is CITR 101.9 FM and a little show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. Thanks to Morgan and the news crew, I'm always really impressed with how professional they are and considerate when we're switching roles here at the station. I'm sliding in and they're shimmying out. Another great show today with a special guest. We have Daniel Moyet, who's joining us in about 20 minutes, half an hour's time. He is a locally based singer-songwriter, and he just asked me actually off air, do we do this often? And I said, I'm trying to more these days, have people come down, because it just adds so much more to the show, and it's easy to do, and it just sounds great, I think, with these mics that we have. So Daniel will be with us soon. But first up, I'm a bit of a creature of habit, so I'm going to play the older music up front, as I generally do. And let's get into a second week in a row playing the Masters Apprentices. This is absolutely essential listening for anyone interested in Australian music and the roots of rock and roll. There really was no music industry at the time that this band was around. Like, they were truly pioneers. You know, this was the time of the British invasion, and the Masters Apprentices were living in Adelaide, formed this band. And as I mentioned last week, they had this interesting little scenario where they lived in actually a small satellite town just outside of Adelaide. And this town was developed specifically for British immigrants. So literally plane loads of people were coming over, or boat loads, I'm not sure what. And a lot of these young people had literally seen the Rolling Stones and the Kinks and the Who and all these bands weeks prior. And they landed right here, and they were telling the Masters Apprentices all about these fantastic bands. And that's how they kind of refined their sound pretty quickly, by being really intrigued by what was coming in from Britain. So anyway, last week we played their couple of first singles. We played for you Undecided and Wars or Hands of Time. And this week I want to play their second single, which was called... but if we get Buried and Dead, here we go. It ended up being track 12 on the debut album that came out in 1967. So here's the Masters Apprentices, and this goes out to the late Jim Keys, who just passed away. He was the lead singer of this band, and he died from health complications just a week or so back. So here we go. This is Buried and Dead from the Masters Apprentices, who formed in Adelaide, South Australia, in the mid 60s.
I love you. I've tried so hard. bush gum tree. Hanging in my branches, trying to dry my brown leaf. Oh, couldn't you see that it was me? Oh, couldn't you hear that I should be? Hey, moon train.
Here we are. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show, and we're revisiting the early catalogue of the Masters Apprentices again this week. Jim Keys of the band died from health complications from a long-term illness, I believe, just a couple of weeks back. So it's definitely time to play this band and talk a little bit about them. They had so many fascinating incarnations throughout the years, and we've been playing the older stuff the last couple of weeks. The debut record from 1967. So that track there was an interesting one. It was called Hot Gully Wind. And I'll let's go to an ad and I'll tell you a bit about that when we get back.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Refreshing indeed. And where else could you hear the Masters Apprentices on your radio dial right now in this part of the world? This is classic Australian rock and roll. This band is from Adelaide, and they were one of the first pioneering great kind of beat rock bands, blues influenced, Rolling Stones in their sound and aesthetic, I guess you'd say, and with a charismatic frontman in Jim Keys. And I mentioned before, he's just died in the last couple of weeks. So those two tracks I just played for you was first up, Buried and Dead, which is the second single ever recorded by the band. And secondly, an interesting track called Hot Gully Wind with some great blues sound and harmonica there. And it had an interesting lyric there, which is very uniquely Australian, if you were listening closely. The lyric was, "Here I stand alone, and like a back bush gum tree, hanging out my branches trying to dry my brown leaves." So that's a very uniquely Australian lyric there. And it's come to my attention through this awesome magazine, Ugly Things. It's coming out, I think maybe published in San Francisco or somewhere, but it's this awesome garage rock periodical, and there's a whole three-part series on the Master's Apprentices, which I've been going through. And they talk next about a couple of tracks I'll play for you now. The next one is called But One Day. Again, it's off the debut album from 1967. And it's, I'm going to play for you a couple of tracks in a row that are kind of the social commentary tracks from this album. But One Day, the second one is a bit more of a social commentary song. I'm going to play for you the theme of a social climber. This song addresses, reading this magazine, targeting the kind of people obsessed with the more superficial aspects of fortune and or fame. The first song, But One Day, it's got a little line, aftershave and suede shoes, swans around in his daddy's car, betting new girls every day. And the chorus nails it. It says, he knows the score, I don't know anything, but one day he'll see that he's wrong. And then a part of theme of a social climber, talking about someone thinks she ought to change her name to someone who can give her all the stars she wants to shine. So here we go. Here's a couple of very early tracks from the Master's Apprentices, just commenting on maybe some of the culture around them they weren't too into in the entertainment world. Probably when they moved to from Adelaide to Melbourne, which they had to do to get shows back in those days. So here we go. Here's another track from the Master's Apprentices. It's called But One Day.
Girl was here with me. think she ought to change her to someone who can give her all the stars she wants to shine. A love to play with too, she thinks it's time to change her mind. What am I to do without her? Where am I to go without her? Though I try, my eyes can't see that ball.
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants?
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek is just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
Welcome back. You're listening to a radio show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And there we have it. Two more tracks from 1967 from the debut record of the Master's Apprentices from Adelaide, South Australia. We heard the kind of social commentary songs in that set. First up was But One Day, and then Theme for a Social Climber. And awesome stuff. And as I said before, that this band had so many incarnations in their sound. They evolved hugely from these roots, in 10 years since then. And maybe I'll get to that in other weeks, but I just wanted to get into these early tracks now, just because Jim Keys of the band died, sadly, a couple of weeks back. So, there you go. That's the Master's Apprentices. And let's move on now straight into the Canadian music, because we have our special guest who's joined us in the studio, Daniel Moy. And he will be playing some songs for us and chatting. He's based in Vancouver, but is from the city of Edmonton, a fine place where I've spent some time. And Daniel can speak a lot about not only his own music, but the Edmonton music scene, which I think will be fantastic to hear about. So let's get into his very latest song that can be found online. It's called Sorry. And we'll be back to chat very soon.
Every song is the same when you get to the point of it. Every fire warms the house when it burns down low. I'll spot a nickel for the bill just to pay for your indifference. But in the feature film, I'll play the part that has no lines. And sorry, 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 never really cut it dead. Sorry, 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 didn't make a difference at all. Sorry, 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 never really got a day. Sorry, 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 didn't make a difference at all. has no end. It's tying most of this together. It's not a well-tied knot, but it hasn't slipped at all. I hear the chime of the bell that's calling all of us to dinner. Though the table's set, there is no chair placed at the head. And sorry, 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 never really caught a dinner. Sorry, 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 didn't make a difference at all. Sorry, 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 never really kinda did it. Sorry, 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 didn't make a difference at all. Sorry, 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 never really kinda did it. Sorry, 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 didn't make a difference at all. Sorry, 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 never really gonna do it. Sorry, 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 didn't make a difference at all. But da da
Okay, that's a song there called Sorry, and it's the latest release from Daniel Moire, who is visiting here. He is from Edmonton, but has been based here for quite some time, and he's an interesting guy. He's done a lot of traveling, a lot of songwriting for his young age, and he's with us right now. Hello, Daniel.
Hey.
Thanks so much for coming all this way. It's always a pleasure to welcome folks like yourself down here.
Well, I live... just on the other side of the endowment line, so it wasn't quite a long way, but
thanks
for inviting me.
Okay, because I was just about to say, it's like the sort of the hard yards of getting on that number 99 bus coming all the way down.
Well, no, it was a car, and it was a 5-minute drive, so it was pretty easy.
Well, that's okay. It's okay. Just to have written all these fantastic songs, I think, is a lot of work too. So
thank you.
What can you tell us first up about that, your very latest release, Sorry?
Well, I just put it out maybe 3 weeks ago, and we're working right now on a music video for it. But it's the first song that I've done, I guess, kind of in this new style I've been working with. So I'm writing a whole bunch of music kind of along the same vein, which is a little bit different than the older stuff. And there's going to be an EP coming up, more of that kind of genre.
Can you describe that genre as distinct from what you had done earlier?
Well, you just heard it, but yeah. It's a little bit more... I don't know. I don't even know the word. I always find it's kind of difficult to describe music, you know, using words. Like if you say a word like folk or alternative, it kind of just puts it in such a small box.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really do it justice at all. So I try to not really explain things too much, just let the music kind of
explain
itself.
Yeah, totally. And it is, you have two full lengths, is that right?
So there was three albums out. There's two, I guess you would call full lengths, and then one EP
that
I put it under my own name.
So we have Road in 2010 and Monday Morning 2013.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Have are you interested in getting right into a live song here, and then we can come back and chat?
We could do that, yeah.
So this is Daniel Moir, and he's going to be playing a song live on CITR Radio.
Yeah, it's a song off of the 2013 one, Monday Morning. Sounds okay?
Yeah, sounds great.
Long night in the country, my mind is stretched for a mile. My time is spent, pulled in for the evening, held up and laid my body down for a little while. And I'm not gonna worry about things like that no more. And I'm not in a rush now, a loss that need to be found. When I found what I was looking for, well, it crow, it only crows the only way that it knows. I go just where the river goes. I keep my mind on the show, and the wind, it only blows the only way that it knows. I stand just by the riverside, I watch it all unfold. To find my own voice in the closest of times. Had to do things my way, couldn't stand the thought of looking back when the deed was done. And the times, they are changing, I can feel it in my bones. And I'm right where I should be, a loss that need to be found. When I found what I was looking for, and you're knocking on my door. Well, a crow, it only crows the only way that it knows. I go just where the river goes, I keep my mind on the show. And the wind, it only blows the only way that it knows. I stand just by the riverside, I watch it all unfold. Well, a crow, it only crows the only way that it knows. I go just where the river goes, I keep my mind on the show. And the wind, it only blows the only way that it knows. I stand just by the riverside, I watch it all unfold.
Fantastic live music from our special studio guest, Daniel Moir. He is Vancouver-based singer-songwriter, and that was a track from his 2013 release, Where the River Goes, is that?
That's the track name, yeah.
Yeah.
The album was Monday Morning, that one.
That's right. And a beautiful gatefold cardboard cover. And apparently, for folks who buy this, money goes to Echo Justice.
That's right, yeah. $1 out of each album.
Yeah. And they're a non-profit based in Vancouver. And it's timely to talk about this too, given what's happening with the Enbridge pipeline. And I'm sure Echo Justice is right in there with strategizing about how to stop that. So.
Yeah. There's been a lot of stories popping up about that lately, for sure.
Yeah.
I was up last night watching YouTube videos on that topic, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a crazy time to be alive.
It truly is. It's like, it's incredible. And to see the solidarity of First Nations and everyone who cares in this part of the world.
Yeah,
if anyone's listening in Australia, we're talking about the federal government has put a conditional or green light ahead for a huge pipeline to go from, it's just starting in Alberta? Is that where it's going to start? Or
I believe so. And then going right through the First Nations land, splitting it in two, basically.
Yeah, all the way to the coasts of British Columbia, so that then tankers can take this oil out to markets elsewhere. And the issue, of course, is not only is it not so great to cross First Nations land, but the possibility of oil spill apparently is very real because of the treacherous passages to navigate. Yeah,
and I guess the big thing is the First Nations still have authority over that land. So it's up to them what happens to the property, but nothing. They were never consulted about it, I guess.
Yeah.
So they never gave it the go ahead, but it's happening anyway, which violates all their rights.
Exactly. So this is not going down without a fight, and in fact, some of the more vocal processes are just saying it will not happen. That this Prime Minister does not have a proper mandate. So stay tuned. And the next year or so will be interesting. Well, that's great. So a small amount from sales of Daniel's record Monday Morning will go to Echo Justice, so that's awesome. Daniel, you are actually, I noticed too that you kind of recorded this yourself this time, this record.
Right, yeah.
Was that a big step for you? I don't know a lot about recording, but I can only imagine that having a producer there telling you what to do all the time is a lot different from the huge responsibility for creating everything yourself. What was the experience like for you?
Well, it's something I've always wanted to do, production, but it just seemed like it was so intimidating to, to learn how to do. And then, for me, it just was a matter of getting past that and just investing the time and learning what button does what. And I guess I didn't really realize, but all the times I've done albums with producers in the past, I was kind of getting an education just by working with them. So it was actually a lot smoother of a process than I expected it would be. And so that's my next thing is I'm trying to do as much production as possible, but it's definitely a lot more work. You're right.
Yeah. I guess, like, you know, did you have all the songs fully formed and all the hard work done before you had to, so you didn't have your both sides of your brain going all the time?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is what made me decide to do it, because every time I've made an album in the past, I already have the songs produced in my mind going into the studio. So it's just a matter of laying down each part. I said, well, I could do all this myself, because I know exactly if the song's already produced. I don't really need a producer. I need an engineer. And so I decided to fill both roles myself, and it was actually a more preferable process, because I'm somebody that kind of likes to go into a recluse from society for a while and just get really invested into a project and then come out of my cave again. So that's what it was like making this one.
Oh, that's great. Well, the results are impressive. And how about... another time for another track from this album, or from
it's up to you,
or anything, whatever you had prepared there.
My preparedness is I'm always unprepared. I'm prepared for that, but maybe I'll do a brand new song I just finished last week.
Oh wow, awesome.
Just give it a shot.
Even better.
It's another song I haven't named it yet. I think I'm going to call it Sorry Number 2.
Okay,
so we'll see how that goes. Sorry, you've made that quite clear,
And I know you're leaving the same time next year. So I sit here and wonder, should I care at all? Fades in this way. I was still waiting when you slipped away. So I sit here and worry nearly all day. Move along, my dear, but don't move for the presence of fear. 'Cause nothing is easy, nothing is easy. Gentle remissions, subtle reminders of hope. Why should I? It's such a waste of time. Standing beside you, what could I do to get my peace of mind? And you're fading away. It's something that I've noticed a little more each day, and so I sing goodbye. Goodbye.
Brand new song there from our studio guest Daniel Moire from formerly of Edmonton, now in Vancouver, BC. And we'll be right back to chat some more.
The 37th annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 18th to the 20th. Over 60 acts from Joan Baez, Andrew Bird, Amos Lee, and Mary Lambert to Ozo Motley and Mauritania's Noura Mint Semali. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca.
Is it on? Yep. Thanks, Daniel Moire, for that song there. It's a brand new song, so probably the first time that a great number of human ears have heard that, you'd think?
Yeah, I think you're the first, actually.
Lucky listeners. Tentatively titled Sorry Number 2, so yep. Sorry Number 1 is available online. Actually, it's probably a good time to mention danielmoire.com. That's danielmoire.com. And you can join the mailing list on there, too. What are your movements like for summer?
Well, I was going to do a few house concerts, but they didn't. There was some change in my plan, so I'm not touring until October, but I've got a new video, like I said, coming out next month, so there's that, and then possibly a new single, but just getting ready I'm doing a tour all the way down to Regina this coming October, so I'm just preparing for that right now.
Oh, fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've spent some time there. I've got family there. And actually, this is probably a good time to talk about the Prairies generally, because you are sure. From Edmonton. And I've spent time there and got to know some of the great musicians there. Mm-hmm. And I get a sense that, actually, I'm going to go right back to the start of the show. I was talking about the Masters Apprentices, this great band from Australia, and I was playing some of their very early songs and a couple of social commentary songs about these guys struggling with some of the insincerity that they saw around them and when they were starting out in the music world. And I've spent time in Edmonton, and honestly, I can say that the most sincere people I've met are from there. And I can tell you've benefited from a great musical kind of supportive environment with a lot of sincerity was there. Would you say?
Yeah, definitely. There's that aspect of it. Edmonton's it's got a great sense of community, and it's famous for that. You know, not just in the music world, but I think just in the city in general. Because there's not much else, and it gets so cold there, people tend to band together. In a city like Vancouver, which is an amazing city, but people just tend to not travel, in such packs, I find. People are kind of, doing their own thing, which is not better or worse, it's just different, right?
It is, yeah. Yeah, I noticed, within a week of landing in Edmonton, I found people who welcomed me to all sorts of things, and it was fabulous.
Yeah, it's just a prairie thing, I think.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, potlucks and the music. Did you want to mention some of your eyes sort of moved over to a tape board there, and you said some names popped
yeah,
out
I
at
noticed,
you.
I noticed the band Fuck the Tundra, which is some Edmonton guys, and then we got to chatting there. We found that we had some similar friends, I guess, from the area. Guys like who did you mention?
The City Streets.
Yeah, City Streets are Edmonton guys, and then it's all one community. I used to play with a band, and they went on to back City Streets, went on to play in Fuck the Tundra, went on to one guy Corin went on to form Purity Ring, which they're huge right now. So there's a lot coming out of Edmonton too. You don't really know what comes from there in the first place.
That's right. Eamon McGrath is a real favorite on this show.
Yeah, he's from there too.
And the City Streets, now those guys have now morphed into the Eternal Husbands.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, they live in Montreal now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was Daniel's musical upbringing. How long did you live there for?
In Edmonton?
Yeah.
Well, I grew up in Edmonton, and I moved out here to Vancouver probably coming up to 3 years ago, 2.5, 3 years, somewhere in there.
Cool. And I did notice on your online presence talking about a fair bit of traveling too in Europe. What time did that occur?
That was, I've been to Europe a few times, but where did you read that?
Oh, somewhere online. Something I sure saw the word vagabond.
Okay.
European vagabonding. I'm sure I read that somewhere.
Various times I spent vagabonding around Europe and having musical adventures. But I spent most of my time performing in Canada and the States, doing solo concerts across Canada.
Yeah.
I wasn't performing very many shows in Europe, more just kind of vagabonding, like you said.
Yeah. Finding inspiration.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, we're talking with Daniel Moreau. He is our special guest today, and he's already played us a couple of songs, and I think there's time for one more at least.
Speaking of traveling, this is a song about a place called Penticton, which is one of the first places I ever toured to, and I just found that every time I went back there was really bizarre, crazy adventures that I would get myself into, and it didn't happen in any other city, but something about Penticton had that kind of energy, so I wrote a song about it.
Great.
Penticton.
All right.
I cross the mountain, cross the water, in a search for all its kind. And in the Okanagan Valley, there's a town there I did find. There was a light that shone so softly, sweetly, slightly on your brow. From the silence of the water sprung the question asking, how can I live life. Then die. Sun won't set. I'll go to Penticton, where hair hangs down and sun comes out and air. Not so calm and feet dance to beat up drum. And in the thickest stars of morning, when the heads are all at rest, there is an urge that wakes me early and it pulls me to the west. So when the days are growing darker and the snow builds on the ground, I know that just beyond the valley there's a town that's there where hair hangs down and sun comes out and airs not so cold and feet dance to beat of drum. And sun won't set. I'll go to Penticton, where hair hangs down, down to the ground.
Thank you, Daniel Morey. That's our third and final track today. Live on CITR Radio, Penticton. Now, where exactly is that?
It's in the Okanagan. It's right by Kelowna, and Kamloops, kind of in that loop there.
Is it on the Greyhound bus route?
It is on the Greyhound bus route, yes.
It is, so I have been through there. I just can't get a visual reference, but now I have an oral reference for this, for the town.
I've greyhounded through there many a time myself.
Yeah, and had some adventures, which maybe people will have to listen closely to the lyrics to maybe pick up on. So, awesome. That is off the latest release, the latest at least hard copy release from Daniel Morey, Monday Morning, it's called. Self-produced as well. And you can find out more information at danielmorey.com. That's DanielMoir. And his latest single, Sorry, is available for free download or streaming at SoundCloud. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you for having me.
Not at all. No problem at all. And hopefully, we'll keep in touch. So when some house shows or any shows come up here, we'll be able to let people know.
Sure, sounds great. Yeah.
And if we get time towards the end of the show, is there any from Edmonton? Is there one song or album or person you'd like us to play? Any request or?
That's a tough one.
That'd be a tough one. There's a lot.
Someone who. I've been listening to is just coming out of there. A girl named Kaylee Thomas has some good songs.
How do you spell that name?
C-A-Y.
Yeah.
L-E-Y.
Okay.
T-H-O-M-A-S. I believe that's it.
All right.
She's got some good stuff.
Okay. I'll do my best before the end of the show. If not, it will be next week. Kaylee Thomas from Edmonton. So thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
It's time. We actually have, in pretty quick succession, another interview today, which will be on the phone. One of the organizers of an event that's happening for National Indigenous Day. There's actually a concert tonight at the Russian Hall, and it's featuring an artist named Kinney Starr. She's going to be the main performer tonight. But it's this event is called Reconciliation in Action, celebrating Kinney Starr and guests. So we'll see if we can get one of the organisers on the line. But in the meantime, let's play for you a little piece from Resignating Reconciliation that was recorded for the NCRA, National Campus Community Radio Association, to pay respect to the First Nations of Canada and to raise awareness of the issues that happened with the Stolen Generation. So here we go. This is Isabel Francis and her section from Resignating Reconciliation. Thanks again, Daniel.
Thank you so much.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gayla Kassler. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaweetsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Window, exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
My name is Isabel Francis, and my husband was Louis Francis, who died in 1971. And he went to school in Spanish. My husband was up there till he was 16. And his sister was up there till she was 16. She left 2 years before he did. And he had a younger sister and a younger brother that also went to school up there. He spoke about the conditions up there maybe once or twice, but he never wanted to talk about it. Because there were a lot of unpleasant things that were happening to him. He always said, don't ever forget how lucky you are that you were raised by your parents. When he came back at 16, he couldn't talk to his father. His father couldn't speak English and he couldn't speak Mohawk. So there was no togetherness there.
I hear that the mission of residential schools was to quote-unquote kill the Indian in the child.
Well, I think they did a pretty good job of that, but to some extent. But I think nobody can do that. I mean, it can't be done, not to make them forget. Look at the First World War, the Second World War, what the Germans and the Japanese did. They couldn't wipe out the good in the people.
His experience up there, would you say it was all bad, or were there...
Well, no. He always said there were some good priests up there. I don't mean to condemn every one of them. Just like in any situation, there's always one that pops out that is against the rules. The only thing I can't forget is that how did the people that were in there get away with something like that? Mm-hmm. One apology doesn't wipe out everything. There are certain things that stand in their mind and that they'll never forget. But that's the way it is now.
Well, thank you, Grandma.
Oh, no problem.
I love you.
I love you too.
You have just heard Window, exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Rajam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Okay, this is CRTR Radio, and thanks Daniel Morey for performing here on the show. He's off and away, and I'm doing my best to try to get a hold of one of the organizers of an event that's happening tonight. Reconciliation in Action, celebrating Reconciliation in Action celebration featuring Kenny Starr and guests. That's on at the Russian Hall in Vancouver tonight. I just tried, couldn't get through on the phone right then. I believe they're probably quite busy, but let's get into a song from Kenny Starr, who is performing tonight. She's a musician and a spoken word poet as well. And actually, as Daniel was leaving, he was raised his eyebrows and said he's a big fan. So this is the first time I played Kenny on the show. So let's get into one of her tracks, and I'll try again to see if we can find one of the organizers of the event tonight on the phone. But if not, that's okay, because I'm sure they're very busy. So here we go. This is Kenny Starr. This is actually going back to 2008, and a song that was written by her and produced by Chin and Jetty. It's called Another's Gone.
Look out. Look out. Steve walks wearily down the street, his brim pulled way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? 'Cause out of the doorway the bullets rip now to the sound of the beat. Look out, boom, boom, boom. Look out, boom, boom, boom. How do you think I'm gonna get along without you when you're gone? You took me for everything that I had and kicked me out on my own. Are you happy? Are you satisfied? How long can you stand the heat? Out of the door.
Side project called Roller Derby, and Roller Derby is sex from a woman's perspective. The record that I have available here is all guitar songs, and then I'm working on a side project. It's a hip hop project, and it's all sex from a woman's perspective in response to the massive amounts of pornography that we are all exposed to now. That's all just bam, 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 and the girls. Watching it, I'm just like... I was talking about the availability of pornography online to everybody with a friend of mine who writes amazing beats, this producer Mills, out of Hobima. He was like, yeah, remember 70s and 80s porn? It was like...
Okay, so in the background there is Kinney Starr. So she, not only is she a fantastic musician, she's also a spoken word artist, and you can hear her performing there. That's live in Calgary in 2010. And you can catch her tonight, actually, because there's a really excellent event happening. It is to celebrate the sound of reconciliation in action with the organizations Alive and Piece It Together. There is a special event happening at the Russian Hall. So it's Reconciliation in Action Celebration featuring Kinney Starr and guests. So I do have Scott on the line. He is available right now, Scott Clark. So let's see if we can put him on. Hello, Scott.
Yes.
Great. You're live on CITR Radio. Thanks so much for calling through. I know you've had a big day of events and workshops.
Yes.
First of all, can you tell us about the organization that you are the executive director of?
Absolutely. I'm the founding member of Aboriginal Life in Vancouver Enhancement Society, ALIVE, and we're about almost 1,000 members. We're extremely active in really trying to redesign the whole social, economic, environmental approach to how we work with vulnerable populations in the city of Vancouver. Yeah, in a nutshell, very active, busy, and trying to change the whole paradigm where we build inclusive, engaging, reflective communities with all people. So it's really about how we integrate urban Aboriginal people with the broader community that reflects our culture and our aspirations and our needs.
Well, that's fantastic and much needed. And of course, you know, there has been cynicism in the past about what government is willing to do and willing not to do. But there's a lot of committed people like yourself who are just digging and doing the work.
Yes, yes. Well, the governments have, federal, provincial, municipal, school board, parks board, and foundations, and all that. You know, they all work through a program sort of delivery mindset. They segregate, create a competitive model that doesn't really work in the interest of people in the community. And so we're really trying to shift that over. And today's event, we have, we must have had about 3,000, maybe 4,000 people here, children and families, just government people, community organizations, and just a wildly successful reconciliation in action is what we're calling it, is that that's where relationships get built. That's where we tear down misinformation, stereotypes, about really learning and sharing with each other and building community together.
Oh, that's so positive and timely too, given the that big decision yesterday about the Enbridge pipeline and just seeing the incredible strong strength of the protesters have come out, including many members of the First Nation community.
Absolutely, and that's what it's really about, is that, the environment is so important, and if you're not protecting the environment, then not much else is going to be protected. And so it's really critically important that we build alliances and bridges with all other sectors of the community and start working together in a way that actually enhances and supports the environment, not for just today, but for future generations.
Exactly, and it's great here on the show. I've had the good fortune to meet some of the inspiring people in the arts community through the Red Jam Slam events that are held.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're well connected with those guys. And
yeah, we created them. We actually helped to launch them and incubate Red Jam Slam.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And that's what we do, is we listen to the community and they want different things, and we help use our supports, our networks, to actually build what the community wants. And that was one of the agencies we helped develop.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. And then what else actually happened today? What were some of the events or workshops that
were? Well, today we're in the inner city in the downtown east side, and this is British Columbia's most impoverished community, Canada for that matter. And we have a very large urban Aboriginal population, immigrant, refugees, low income. And so it's a very unique community with many unique challenges. And a lot of our work the last 5 years has been building partnerships about integration, coordination, all those around principles of inclusion and reflection and really maintaining those principles around an empowerment model. We're not talking about charity. We're not asking anyone for money. We're saying, this is what we got. Let's connect it. And once we connect it through a strategy, then we go after various governments and foundations and First Nations to say, this is how this program fits to a strategy. And that's really what we need to do, is we need to start looking at things through a strategic approach, not about who has the money or any of that kind of stuff, about really about how we can have evidence-based research endorsing programs that build a strategy of inclusion.
Mm. Oh, sounds extremely positive, and it's so great to be able to tell folks here and listeners in Australia too about some of the great work that's been done here in Canada.
Yeah, it's brilliant work. Indigenous populations around the world. I mean, the whole place, we call it a place-based approach, and it's really found, I'm Salish myself, and it's really founded on everything is interconnected, and it's actually an Indigenous philosophy that we're working with here in the inner city of Vancouver.
Absolutely. And of course, there's always time to celebrate too. You know, there's the tough policy work and the negotiations and everything, but tonight there's a great musical event.
Absolutely, yeah. We just finished the local reconciliation process, and we're just moving into the evening event, which is about having some fun and bringing comedians and different type of entertainers together. And it's really, we're calling it global reconciliation, and we're looking at other issues, colonialism. In this case, it'll be Palestinian and Israeli, and looking at different ways we can raise awareness about colonialism and raise awareness that, you know, we're all global citizens, whether we like it or not, and we have to get informed, and we have to get engaged, and start working together around our common interest, regardless of, you know, what our political elites are doing.
Hmm. Awesome. Well, it's a great mixed bag then tonight at the Russian Hall, which is at 600 Campbell Avenue, and there'll be DJs there. There'll be both Indigenous and Middle Eastern food served.
Yep.
And we just played Kinney Starr. Now, I was totally blown away by that song that I just played before. She is unbelievable. And I wasn't aware of her before, not having grown up here. What can you tell us about Kinney Starr?
Oh, Kinney Starr is a Mohawk citizen and living here in Salish territory, and very high profile, innovative, and has a very powerful message to share with everybody. And we were able, fortunate enough to have her here tonight as our headliner, along with the Tall Brothers. We got a comedian coming in, and so we're really excited. It's going to happen actually in a couple minutes. It's all starting up.
Well,
we're also even going to have a play called The Arab and the Jew, which is going to be playing shortly. And so we're really excited, because it's really about bringing together all these diverse interests, these diverse communities, and building community together.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Scott Clark, for phoning through. Scott is the Executive Director of the Aboriginal Live in Vancouver Enhancement Society, also known as ALIVE. And he's been speaking about the event tonight. You can get down there, the Russian Hall, 600 Campbell Avenue, if you're in Vancouver. Still plenty of time. There'll be events going through into the night.
Yeah, so, 100%. Yeah, come on down.
That's right. Okay. Thanks very much, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So I really did think Kinney Starr's music was pretty fabulous. So I'll try to find another track here. And this is a performer that you'll be able to experience tonight at the Russian Hall. This is called Month of Trickery by Kinney Starr.
That year had been the month of trickery, with long and sour spaces bewitching me and leaving me up in the air with no space for my wings. But then again, down in a rock trying to make sense of things, and I had driven the lines, watched the roads turn pink, spent days in the haze with too much time to think, and I dropped blotter and swam in the water by myself. But with my brother in my arms, we spoke open for the health of friendship, unity of our blood and kin, and we are both strong drummers, cause rhythm lies with them. Friendship, unity of our blood and kin, and we are both strong drummers, cause rhythm lies with them. His hands, my hands, and his heart and my heart, and by the moonlight I cut off his dreads to make a start brand new beginning. I know this and I'm willing to compromise and settle down and maybe just realize those who mean most, who are the closest, those who will continue to twist my spirit into a ghost-like resemblance of strength, and a soul to take their ego trip and eyes unto themselves and their own goals. Ghost-like resemblance of strength, and a soul can take their ego trip and lies unto themselves and their own goals of misusing and abusing the love which had been given to them with stupid trust. Okay, I guess I am just a beginner, a beginner, a beginner, a beginner in the game called life.
but I had given myself a new chance to stand tall, protect those around me like my brother. He won't fall cause he is too strong and he's too fine to let the wine drown him. Too strong and he's too fine for vacant friends to frown upon him. As he rises to the top, to the tippy top, now he is like gold and his luster will never stop. Spinning and shining and glowing and climbing. Spinning and shining and glowing and climbing. Spinning and shining and glowing and climbing. Spinning and shining and growing and climbing. Spinning and shining and growing and climbing. And I will rehearse his verse to make sure that my timing is perfect like his smile. No, it never lies. And perfect like his eyes that are his never failing alibi. And so I guess, yes, that has been a good month. And now I watch the cloud shadow land below that looks proud to be green, it looks proud to be seen. And from that brand new beginning I have made sense of things. Proud to be green, it looks proud to be seen. And from that brand new beginning I had made sense of things. But then the clouds rush out to fogify my clear mind. And stuff that spells itself out has gotten caught in the spellbinding spins. Get my heartstrings wrapped around each other in a blundering reality. To be snapped as soon as one pulls another, I shift my way of mind. Decide to love another, leave an old love behind. It's not easy, believe me, love and sex intertwined to make things sharp, tight, bright as one kind of shifting, twisting vision. Arms and legs holding precision and torsos melting into la-la land. But the mind's more important and the loving follows after. With hands and lips and skin and that starts a whole new chapter. Oh my god, I must have dreamt that. My chapter was complete, had me a boy man with a keen mind. And he spun me like a sweet chocolate treat and I was wrapped around his candy stick.
Come to me.
you to comment on who I am? What the fuck, man? Fucking prick. Oh yeah? Since when? Who the fuck are you, fool? You'll see, fucking coward. You're a fucking hater. Fuck out of here. Enjoy hating, you prick. Oh good, you fucking idiot. You fucking with the wrong guy. Sucks to be you. Better watch yourself. Real talk.
Beaver Hour, Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your host, Emma Rawson.
Rawson.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. So some great entertainment this weekend from the First Nations community of Vancouver, a very strong and inclusive community. As we just heard, first up, Kinney Starr is playing up at the Reconciliation in Action tonight, featuring Kinney Starr and guests, 7 p.m., oh, that's already started, at the Russian Hall, 600 Campbell Avenue. And we actually had another First Nations performer right after that. Red Soul Blues is playing. There is another, we mentioned in that interview I just did there with Scott Charles. He talked about also another fantastic organization called the Red Jam Slam. Gunaji O'Sullivan is the main organizer behind that. And they're holding a fundraising event in conjunction with Co-op Radio this weekend. At the Heartwood Community Cafe, 5 till 10 p.m. tomorrow night. So it's to celebrate National Aboriginal Day. And Red Soul Blues, Rose there on vocals, are going to be playing. So that was the second song you heard. And we interviewed Red Soul Blues last year on the show. So that's tomorrow night at the Heartwood Cafe, again, to celebrate National Aboriginal Day. It starts at 5 p.m. So thanks for tuning in. This is a show called Stranded. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com, and there's Twitter, ozstranded. And a special guest at the start of the show, Daniel Moir, he told us about, I asked him before he left, can you name at least one Edmontonian musician that I might like to play here on the show? And he thought of this lady, Kaylee Thomas. So let's leave you with a song from her. Her name is spelled C-A-Y-L-E-Y, Kaylee Thomas, kayleethomas.bandcamp.com. So let's play for you one of her songs right now before Dave Love Jones.